because I'm in this 240 expecting us to just start like.
I feel like that sounds weird, but I shoot my business shot all the time.
Do it, yeah.
I usually electronically, so I always DM people on
Twitter. Drill out the welds and re-weld it in. Oh. On those, I know you can bolt it in.
There's two things that you need to own if you want wealth. It's business.
I get more of a thrill when the back end kicks out and I'm able to catch it and save it.
How are we going to do this podcast, G?
What is up, y'all? We are back from Porches to Porches Podcast. I'm one of your hosts, Big Mish, a.k.a. Mishka Create.
What up, what up? It's Noah the Creator, a.k.a. Young 8100 RPM. Shout out.
Big scrimps, bro. What's up? Oh, man, Gio.
Yo.
Do we got an update today?
Yo. Dude. So stoked. So excited.
Me and Gio both relapsed.
So hard. No, I'm just kidding. We relapsed hard.
We both had Camel Black and it was bad.
Actually, we were about to have Camel Black Jr. last night. Remember that?
Yeah, that's still in my fridge, by the way.
Yeah, we need to grab that and find out.
I'm totally down. But I don't think I can drink that without you, bro.
Please don't. Wait for me.
Yeah, that looks so gross.
If we're going to go to hell, let's go to hell together.
Yeah.
You know, hand in hand.
Facts. I'm down.
That way our girls could kick us while we're, like, down.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. It makes sense. I mean, it's the way of the world, bro. we were talking about earlier.
Chupa Bazangas?
Yeah, everybody has titties.
Yes.
It doesn't matter your sexual orientation. Everybody has
Everyone
tits.
Everyone has tits. So if you feel like a tea kettle on a Wednesday, guess what? You got tits, my tea kettle friend.
Bro, you know what, though?
Hmm.
That is something that everyone can agree on.
Tits.
Yeah, bro. We all have nipples. Well, I guess that's kind of bogus. I guess some people don't have nipples. But
we could all agree that we all lack boobies.
Yeah. Everybody's born with nipples. We'll say that. Well, everybody's born with nipples.
Hopefully.
Yeah.
Hopefully. I'm sure there's a small percentage that isn't. Yeah, but
maybe.
If that's you, you could probably turn off the podcast at this point.
True. And if you don't have nipples, that's perfectly fine because you might have breast cancer, and shout out to you because hopefully you got over that shit. We love you.
Yeah, we love you.
But yeah, we were talking about everybody has nipples, so that's like fair game.
If we make a song called...
Yeah, if we make a song talking about nipple play, then... it'll be a hit across all, you know, everyone. So
I could totally see us selling this shit to Bad Bunny.
Bro.
Chupa Bazanga. Like, you know, like, you know, and just be like, oh shit, it's fire.
Las Chupa Bazangas, bro, it can be a fucking hit, dude.
Yeah, dude, he could wear his, like, those funky ass sunglasses. You know, the ones that look like toothpicks?
No, I don't know.
They're like the real slim ones.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe toothpick is too slim.
Dude, that dude looks weird, man.
He does.
He just looks weird all around. He reminds me of...
Wait, hold on. Weren't you trying to get haircuts like him at one point?
No, I wasn't. No. I was never trying to get haircuts like him. That was my barber trying some new shit on me, bro. And you know what? Like, the good client that I am, bro, I said, you know what, bro? Fucking make me Puerto Rican right now. Let's do it.
Good on you,
man. It kind of worked.
Because I used to let him just practice on me, too. And now I just go, you know what? Just do a one all around.
No, I try to be an open-minded client, man. Mostly because I'm bored and it's pandemic season. So who cares what I look like anyways?
Yeah, right, bro. You always handsome. You better stop it over there before I fucking kiss you on your cheek, bro.
Oh, man. You I don't know about this, man. What's wrong, Gio? I usually get to hear the shit talking from you. You're talking me up right now. I feel like something's wrong. What's going on, G?
I haven't had Camel Black in such a long
time. Oh, you know what it is? You know what it is? You're in a good mood because a 3-year-long journey just hit a new fucking chapter. Bruh, today.
I busted the first time I hit them 8Ks, dog.
Oh, I'm sure, dude. Did you? Dude, did you? Did
you... that was the exact voice I did when I busted.
Damn, bro. Did you make an omelette du fromage?
I made an omelette or something in my pan, bro, but it wasn't the fromage.
Bro. It was some kind of fromage. You just picked it up today, right?
Yeah.
Shit.
Shit is
so
great.
talk about what happened. Well, I mean, I guess that's kind of a general.
It all happened in 1992, probably about January, when my ma dropped me on my head as a baby. Just to scramble some shit around.
Yeah.
It was me or the groceries. I don't blame her. I'd fucking throw the baby first to soften the blow of the groceries. Makes sense.
Bro, time out. I don't mean to stop in the story, but have you ever thought about, you were born in July.
June.
I knew that.
June.
So you're born in June. That means you were still in your dad's nutsack in like September of 91.
We talked about this. Have you ever? All right, look at your birth date. Go back 9 months. What holiday was it?
What is that, man? What's
Don't ask me when your birthday was, because I'm a fucking piece of shit friend that doesn't remember nobody's birthday.
October. Damn, I'm a Halloween baby, bro.
You spoopy baby,
damn,
bro.
Son. Woo.
You over here going boo.
This shit makes sense, dude. Why I was so scared of fucking scary movies when I was little, bro.
Yeah, bro. I did the math. I'm a product of birthday sex.
Ooh. Oh, okay.
I mean, I'm assuming.
All
right. But yes, so I was dropped at the... Hurry up. Change the subject.
Let's change the subject right now. Let's stop talking about our dad's testicles. All right.
Wait, give it another like 10 seconds for the listeners to figure out the quick maths of when they were born.
Yeah. So
9 months prior to you when you were born.
Yeah. So just like, so if you don't know how to do math, just subtract 9 months.
From the day you were born. Or the month you were born.
Yeah, if you don't know how to do math, learn how to do math and then do this.
Or get yourself one of them calculators.
Nah.
And
bro.
A calendar. Bro.
You're not going to have a calculator in your pocket at all times when you grow up, Gio.
Oh.
It's not going to happen.
You're so right, Mr. Renteria. You can suck on this fucking calculator, you little hoe. Don't fucking tell me that kind of shit, bro.
Damn, bro. You had like one specific teacher that you got mad at for that or what?
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
Because guess what?
I heard that from like every teacher, so.
Yeah. Yeah, nah. He's the one that threw me into English classes. English is my second language. So like my first language was nothing but Spanish. And doing bilingual classes. Not bilingual, just Spanish classes.
Mm-hmm.
And then he literally just like, instead of slowly feeding me into the bilingual shit, he was just like, all right, kid, here's your stop.
That sounds like the American school system.
Yeah, man. And actually, by the way, Mr. Renteria was really nice. He was a good teacher.
That's cool.
He was a really cool guy. That was just the first name I could think of. But yeah,
the most memorable teacher, bro.
Yeah, exactly. But every other teacher has told me, yeah, you won't ever have a calculator.
Yeah. Time out. Let's go back to before we started talking about our dad's testicles. What did you do with the CRX today? I'm trying to keep us on track, bro. I'm trying.
I came in it.
Wait, what? Wait, man.
Wait, man. Nah, bro. I picked up the CRX from the tuner today, man. It was great. It was good. Definitely was not expecting all that power it put out or didn't put out.
Mm.
Like, you know, like the selfish slut that she is.
Bro.
She didn't put out, bro.
I totally get that you're not happy with that number.
Yeah.
But at least, do you mind if I say the number or no?
No, go ahead.
At least you're not over 200 to the wheels. Because now you can say, fuck you, bitch. I beat your ass with sub 200 horsepower. And you're not lying.
Dude, sub 200 gang.
Yeah, dude. If you were
should
like
make a shirt.
Bro, if you were like 203, you'd be pissed. You'd rather be 199 than 203. That's...
Yeah, you're right.
Well, I mean, maybe not. Maybe, no. Maybe everybody listening is probably like, these guys are so stupid, dude. But no, that's the way I see it, bro. As long as you're 199 and below, you're still cool in my book.
All right, bet.
Mostly because I might have a chance at beating you if you throw like 8 12-inch subs in your trunk.
Which,
and a lot of abs.
Which, I'm Mexican, not Puerto Rican. Don't get it fucked up.
All right, so you're going to be selling paletas out the trunk.
I might have a bunch of paletas back there, but not fucking subs, bro.
Oh, man.
Only subs back there is going to be from Subway. Yeah, man.
Bro, you could start selling elotes, dude, and like put like the elote water, you know, like right by the exhaust.
Yeah, so it warms it up.
Yeah, since there's no like...
Dude, imagine the display, bro. You walk up to the hatch, you know how it has the big glass back there?
Mm-hmm.
You look in there and it's like being at Subway. You just point at what you want.
Oh, dude, that's so COVID compliant.
Yeah, and I'm just back there just like, okay, a scoop of this, a scoop of this, a scoop of this. And then, okay. And then I hand it out the passenger side door.
Yo, that's hot.
You know? Dude, it'd be perfect.
Your car could be consuming corn and selling corn.
Oh,
that'd be so dope.
Yeah, I'm with it. That's what I'm gonna do. Who's gonna fund my my ethanol kit for it?
It's gonna be all corn sales.
I'm gonna sell corn.
I got you, bro. I got you on at least one corn a day, dude.
I'll deliver. I'll do it in your driveway, bro. I'll do weddings.
Oh shit!
I pull up to a wedding. I put a sticker on the side that says just married.
I got you on the marketing plan. Just hit up Casey and be like, yo. Offer 10% off a lotes on all your weddings. If they go through me.
Fuck yeah, let's go. Let's do this. Big money.
As a joint service. Yeah, that's our photographer / corn provider.
Yeah. make it sound even sweeter. It's like a BOGO. You buy her, you get me free, but in reality, you just pay a fuck ton more. And it makes you feel like you actually got a deal.
Yeah. Bro, I went to Aurora Outlets the other day,
mm-hmm.
and they got like a whole elote and tamal stand.
Oh, do they?
Yeah, dude. And a churro spot.
The Aurora Outlets?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I'm not surprised.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. But I feel like they were more bougie than that, like a little bit ago.
Those Prime Outlets, right?
Yeah.
Dude, is it me or is every like mall going away from the bouginess?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, how many Mexican blanket stores can Spring Hill Mall have?
Yeah. I mean, there was a store that I saw there at the Aurora Outlets that was
selling just, Mexican blankets too?
No, it was just called Just Leggings. And it was literally a store filled with just like generic brand leggings.
Dude.
And I was like, do girls like generic brand? Because I thought girls like name brand leggings.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Maybe not. I don't know.
It's because they're squat proof. The name brand ones are squat proof. They're thicker, so you don't see the butthole whenever they bend over to grab something. Ah,
shy butthole disease.
Yeah, shy butthole disease.
I know that. All right.
I feel the big pain, bro. That's why my leggings I buy from Lululemon. You know what I mean?
You know about that SBS, bro. Who is it? No, it's SBD. Yeah, it's SBD.
Disease or syndrome?
Yeah. Or syndrome.
What's the difference between syndrome and disease?
Honestly, I don't know. I feel like disease probably is like an infection type thing.
Syndrome is probably like syndrome is like hereditary, maybe?
Yeah. I'm looking it up. So
like disease, maybe stupid. You can get it later in life. Syndrome, you probably like are born with it, right? Possibly. I hope I'm right.
So a disease is a particular distinctive process in the body with a specific cause and specific symptoms. A disorder or a syndrome. A syndrome is a number of symptoms occurring together and characterizing a specific disease, but you don't really know which disease.
So a syndrome is like an educated guess.
Yeah, and disorder is... irregularity, disturbance, or interruption of normal functions. So when things are like random and I don't know, man. Shit's confusing in the medical field. Like when they say negative and it's a good thing.
Yeah, your test came back negative.
Fuck! Fuck! No!
My mom's gonna kill me!
How much do I have left, doc? He's like, here, probably like 10 minutes, bro. We good. You're good. Just go ahead. Pay your deposit, dude.
I mean, you can leave now as long as you pay. For real, dude. That shit's always confusing. They should just make it easy. Give me a green sign or give me a red sign.
Yeah.
Don't tell me it's negative and be like, it's good.
Yeah. I need like sunshine or like rainy clouds.
Yeah.
Let's clarify even better that way.
Or a happy Barney or a sad Barney.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. Is Barney an international language?
I think so.
I think so, yeah.
I think everybody.
Just like farting. Farting is international. No matter who you are, farting is funny.
No, what if there's some people that are fucked up like you that can't fart just like how you can't burp?
I'm sure that would be very not probable.
Is that a syndrome, disease, or disorder? What is that?
Oh, fuck, man.
What you got, bro?
You're making me look up my irregularities. Can't burp syndrome. Let's look this up.
Can't burp syndrome.
It's a disorder.
It's a disorder.
Caused by dysfunction of the cricopharyngeal muscle.
Oh, damn. It's keeping it creepy, cut.
Yeah, bro. So it's, if you don't know what the cricopharyngeal muscle is, it's an elastic-like muscle fiber which forms the circular upper esophageal sphincter.
Damn, you got that rubber esophagus, dog.
Bro, I thought what that esophagus do, girl? Bro,
you got that rubber esophagus, girl?
It don't work apparently.
Oh shit!
I thought so. It says upper esophageal sphincter, bro. I thought sphincter was butthole.
I don't know, what is a sphincter? Is it a cavity, maybe?
Well, shit. Now I'm about to look it up, man. This is just medical class for everybody.
Yeah, we just going through the paces at this point. What's a sphincter, bro?
Ew, there's a lot. Okay, there's a lot of sphincters in your body.
Oh.
It's a ring of muscles surrounding and serving to guard or close an opening or tube.
Bro, so our mouths are sphincters.
Yeah, our mouths are sphincters. Our throats.
Throats.
Are sphincters. We have sphincters connecting our throat to our stomach.
Right.
And then our stomach to our intestines, and then...
And then pee-pee-poo-poo.
And then pee-pee-poo-poo. Yeah. And then pee-pee-poo-poos.
And then pee-pee-poo-poos. And then in your no-nos. And then depending on how old you are, it's your maybes.
There are six different sphincters.
With consent.
There are six different sphincters.
Yeah.
In the normal digestive system, unless you're geogracia, there's... There's five regular ones and one really big one. No longer serves as a sphincter. It's just a fucking finish line at this point. Congrats. You made it. Thanks, Austin.
Oh, damn, dude. I'm going to hit my girl up with that line tomorrow. Let me touch your sphincter, girl. Oh. She's going to be like, which one? I'm going to be like, know which one.
Bro, if she asked... If she asked which one, bro, that's smart. She's a smart girl, bro. Because I would have automatically assumed butthole.
Yeah. If someone would have told me sphincter, like when you said that about like the burping thing, I thought asshole. And I'm like, what the hell does your asshole have to do with your burping thing?
Yeah, man. The fucking Mercedes-Benz sphincter. It's a badass fucking commercial vehicle.
Hell yeah. Oh, also, I just found out that one of Eric's coworkers listens to the podcast.
Oh, that's cool.
Actually, her and her husband.
Oh, that's concerning.
Yeah.
I didn't know females listen to this. That's bad.
I don't think she listens to it as much as he does, but yeah, dude, she went back to Erica, hit her with the line that I said on here, and she's like, he said that?
Bro,
and then Erica got
this should not be quoting you. Please don't quote us.
Please don't.
I'm telling you, we're shutting this shit down as soon as we get 100 fucking listeners.
Yo, you guys, it's done. You guys got about 18 to 19 episodes left.
Yeah. Oh man, you know it's fucking wild. Just today, cryptocurrency market cap. I'm sorry, Drew. I had to do it. The crypto market cap hit $2 trillion, dude. That's $2 trillion.
Holy shit.
Of people investing in fucking crypto.
$2 trillion.
Yep.
That's wild.
That is fucking wild, man. $2 trillion into the fucking overall crypto, and 1.1 trillion of that is Bitcoin.
Damn. Well, yeah, Bitcoin's buddy. The most expensive one right now.
Yes, sir.
So that makes sense. Wait, is that overall like invested, or is that like everything what's worth right now?
All the U.S. dollars that have been put into it.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, market
that's
cap
just the U.S.
by U.S. dollars.
Holy
well, no,
shit.
By the value of U.S. dollars.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
okay,
so it's
okay.
The whole world.
But, the whole world, yeah. But it's in our currency. Yeah.
There's also a fiat market cap, which is very interesting to look at, but I feel like it's going to be really hard to explain on an audio podcast. But basically, it's a... So what I look at is coinmarketcap.com, and that has all the different market caps and all the prices on the different like top 100 cryptos or whatever. And it gives it to you in US dollar price. So you see like in comparison to US dollars, how much is invested. Well, they have fiatmarketcap.com, which is the same, but opposite, if that makes sense. So it has like all the international currencies.
Okay.
By market cap and by price in Bitcoin. So the US dollar market cap in Bitcoin would be 339 million Bitcoin, which would be impossible because there's only 21 million. So.
You don't think that's some conspiracy titties type of shit?
What do you mean?
You said it's impossible because there's so many Bitcoin.
Mm-hmm.
But there's more valued than what Bitcoin's at.
Yeah. At Bitcoin's price today is what it's doing it. It's like calculating it by Bitcoin's price today. I don't know if that's making sense. It's hard. It's not because it's not realistic because there's not that many Bitcoin, but it's just to give like a perspective.
How many
like,
Bitcoin were there again?
There's 21 million total.
Dude, that's a lot of Bitcoin.
Yeah, but so for example, there's 21 million Bitcoin total, right? They're not all mined. They're not all in circulation. Bitcoin are $58,000 right now each. If you changed all the U.S. dollars into Bitcoin, it would be 339.4 million Bitcoin. Meaning there's not enough Bitcoin for as much U.S. dollars as. That's why the price is going to go like fucking crazy high. Because there's not enough Bitcoin. Now that's just the U.S. dollar, bro. That's the second biggest currency. The first biggest is the Chinese dollar or whatever it's called. And that's almost twice as much as U.S. dollar.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. So basically what I'm saying is there's not that much Bitcoin compared to how much money there is. I think we're still pretty fucking early. And that's my fucking weekly Bitcoin rant. Sorry, guys, that you had to listen to that again. My bad.
I think I figured it out.
Yes.
Yes.
Does it make sense now, Gio? Or am I still an idiot?
No. Why we're losing subscribers?
Yes. Yeah, that's why we're losing subscribers. Exactly.
I'm just kidding, bro. You know I like to listen to you.
Hey, I'm just trying to provide some information that isn't correct.
You know? Same.
I just like talking about shit that I have no idea what I'm talking about. It's awesome. It's the best thing ever.
Same here, bro. Same here.
But going from one bit of useless information to another, let's hit up today's car fact.
Yay!
Of the day. Yay! So, fun fact. 75% of all the cars that Rolls-Royce has ever produced are still on the road today.
75%?
That's insane, right?
Wow.
That's a lot.
Holy shit.
Bro, that's got to be a really good quality car.
Well, either that or they didn't produce a whole lot of them.
Yep, that's probably more what it is.
Yeah.
Lower mass production. Yeah. But that's still
fucking
incredible.
Because Rolls-Royces are hand-built, and I think they forever have been hand-built. They've never been, like, machine-built. So in order to produce one Rolls-Royce... It takes a lot of hours and more money for it. That's why they're so expensive.
Do you think in order to work at Rolls-Royce, you have to have hands?
Nah, dude. I'm sure they'd set you up. If you got like nubs, you'd probably be the guy that's like stuffing the cushions.
But can they say hand-built then? Well, or would I it mean, be would they get like a
it's got the
plank?
Human touch. The human touch
it's
approach.
It's limb built.
No, human touch approach.
Human built. Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
ah,
yeah.
I see you.
Yeah, so there's probably some like, you know, like kid out there with like nubs for hands, and he's just stuffing pillows full of like,
Man. That's cool.
Yeah, dude. It's just pretty dope. Wow, man. Really out there supporting jobs, you know? Holy shit. That's great.
God,
good on you, Rolls Royce.
I was such a fucking dick face, dude. I was just trying to think of like, what would somebody with no hand be really good at? Like with just like a nub of arm. I can't think of anything useful, dude. Like
a porn star.
Yeah. Like a horse pegger.
Not
a professional horse pegger.
Horse pegger. Whoa, hold on.
Well, I mean, to inseminate the horses or cows.
No, but they need to hold on to the fucking needle thing.
Maybe they can do like a turkey baster attachment.
But how are they going to squeeze a turkey baster?
Oh, fuck, man. You're right. Damn it, dude.
No, I'm just saying. They're just a nub, bro. They're just like, sit on it and spin. You know, like.
That's probably a thing. That's probably already a thing. I'm not going to look it up.
Yeah, I'm not going to look it up either. But if you come
it's
across
definitely a
it,
thing.
Let me know.
There's no way it's not a thing. I'm sorry. All right, now I'm curious. No, I'm just kidding.
Private search.
Incognito mode.
Incognito mode.
No, I'm not looking. I'll text you later tonight.
Yeah. Let me know when you come up with the research. I'll let you know what I find too.
Yeah.
Holy shit. I wonder. No, I'm going to stop wondering.
That might be a good thing. But I'm kind of curious now.
Okay, so what other Rolls Royce specs you got?
Oh, I don't have very many other Rolls Royce specs. Sorry, bro.
Oh, that was it?
Yeah.
How many Rolls Royce were made ever? Look it up.
Let's see.
I'm going to assume.
Why do we choose Rolls Royce? I think it was just that interesting.
Yeah. I know BMW owns it now.
Did you know Rolls Royce first car in 1904 had 10 horsepower?
1904?
Yeah. That's crazy, bro. That's our first car. It was a 1.8 liter two-cylinder 10 horsepower engine.
1.8 two-cell?
Mm-hmm.
What the fuck?
Savage, bro. That's like just as much as your B18, dog.
Dude, for real. I was going to say my B18 is a 1.8.
Damn, fucking Honda. Took 90 extra years to make the same fucking... Oh, it was a two-cylinder, but still.
But it made more torque, I bet. Yeah. It was like 10 horsepower.
That's a good question.
200 foot-pounds of torque. You couldn't even touch the pedal. You had to like breathe on it in order to like drive into town.
Red line is 1,800 RPM. That's a torquey ass 600 RPMs though. That's a gnarly rev range, dude.
Hell yeah, dude. Fuck. Oh yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Back to the CRX. Ready?
Yes.
I thought this bitch was gonna make like 250, but it made 2.
Yes.
And I'm not mad at it, especially now after driving it. Giving it a couple ripperoonies up and down the street.
Dude, that thing will walk my car.
Dude, that thing
will walk my
quick.
Car. Yeah.
Dude,
I saw you fucking disappear quick as fuck, dude. I was like, shit, dude. Holy shit, man.
Yeah, dude. That,
you need a cage in that, dude. That thing is scary.
Dude.
You need a cage.
Dude. You know what, though? What I'm very happy about?
What?
It's like, it's not making a fuck ton of torque either. So that car doesn't give me a whole lot of torque steer. And it's weird because, like, my tires are 195s, so they're really tiny tires, and it has less torque steer than your 9th gen. Your 9th gen has torque steer like a motherfucker. This thing was just nice and straight and just went.
Damn. Yeah, my 9th gen has some torque steer for sure.
Yeah.
It's not the worst, but
it's not.
If I had more power, it would be bad.
Yeah.
I know that for sure.
Because I remember the few times you'd let me like take it out for a rip, and I was just like, damn, dude, this thing's like really pulling.
Yeah.
But it could also be your tires.
Yeah. I maybe should get tires that aren't from 2014.
Yeah, maybe.
2015. Bro, I can't believe I went to the track on those.
Hey, dude, you know
what? On dry rotted 5-year-old tires.
It works, man.
With like barely any tread.
Hey, you know what? Guess what? It did better than a certain Type R that I know that had newer tires at the time.
True. Very true.
And then, I'm sorry to do this, but it did a little better than the M2 that I know that was like really well put together by a certain shop that I know. We're going to dream a driver mod on that one. It's all right. I'll probably fucking spin off and go on the grass too at one point in this thing.
Bro, I'm excited for that.
I cannot wait for my first like understeer terror moment where I'm just going to be screaming as I'm turning the wheel and it's going to be going straight. I cannot wait, dude. I'm going to shit so hard.
Bro, some of these fucking Rolls-Royce facts are kind of cool, man.
Yeah, what they got? When did they put the umbrella in the door? That was always a cool little thing,
that,
man.
That was pretty cool. It doesn't say anything about that, but the Spirit of Ecstasy, do you know what that is?
Is that the angel?
Yeah, the angel. That's a cool name for it. Spirit of Ecstasy? Yeah, that's what it's called, is the Spirit of Ecstasy.
I want to snort that thing and fuck it.
Dude, you know... The Spirit of Ecstasy was debuted in 1911, and it was commissioned by this dude who was a car collector. And the entire reason that he had that put on it was because he said he wanted a statue to resemble his mistress.
Oh,
so you can thank all the hoes in the world,
unloyal for motherfuckers, that
beautiful Rolls Royce angel, bro.
Goddamn.
Yep. God also, damn. In 2002, when BMW bought Rolls Royce, they paid $40 million just for the right to the little statue.
No,
just shit. For the fucking emblem.
How much
dude.
Again?
$40 million.
$40 million.
Just for the rights. Just for the rights to
that's
make
not even
the emblem.
To make it. Yeah. It's just the rights to. Yeah.
Crazy.
Damn, dude. Wow. And they're still coming out with dope shit though. But new Rolls Royces now, I heard, are like just like the 7 Series.
Yeah, super new. Well, yeah. I'm sure there's small things. Like here it says only bulls are used for Rolls Royce's leather interiors.
Damn, that's hard.
That is hard, bro.
that's hard, dude. That's a mighty, mighty flex.
Yeah,
it is. Yeah, dude. So we cool. don't want your fucking bitch ass calves. We want them bulls, boy.
If you can milk, we don't want it. That's what they said.
If you can lactate, we ain't interested, dog.
I have nipples. Can you milk me, Greg? Such a fucking good movie, dude. As good rated as it was still underrated.
Ah, that was so good.
Or is it Ted? Is it Greg or Ted? It might be Ted. I don't know. No, I think it is Greg.
I think it is Greg. You're right.
Rolls-Royce offers chauffeur driving school.
Chauffeur driving school?
If you want to send your chauffeur to learn how to drive expensively.
Bro, expensively.
This is how you drive around a corner. This is how you drive expensively around a corner.
Right? Pinky up in the apex. You're just watching your driver as he's coming to turn. And through the turn, halfway through it, you feel him accelerate and it's just pinkies go up. Dude, that's a flex, man.
One man paints all of Rolls Royce's pinstripes.
That's cool. Well, also, it's like Shelby, the Shelby cars, the Mustang Shelbys, the Cobras and shit.
Really?
I think there's less than 10 people that are certified in the U.S. to stripe the Shelbys. And you know Kyle Weesmith?
Mm-hmm.
He was one of the few that was actually like legitimized, like legitimately able to like lay down the stripes on those on the Shelbys and the Mustangs.
That's fucking sick. The Cobras. Sick.
I think it was cool. Only Shelbys, I believe. So he was one of the 10, or I think he said it was like 7 at the time. This was a couple years back. But yeah, man, he was one of the few.
Damn.
Yeah, pretty dope.
Bro, it takes 2 months to build a Phantom, the base model. That's to build the basic one if there's no customized.
That's the one that's like $500,000.
Yeah, dude.
You only get two TVs instead of 17. Sorry.
Bro, more than 200 aluminum pieces and 300 alloy parts must be hand welded.
Oh, wow.
The interior takes 17 days alone to stitch.
Oh, shit.
And there's more than 44,000 colors available.
Of interior colors?
Or I don't just know. It just says colors. I don't know.
Holy shit. 44,000? Yeah, I heard like customizing on Rolls Royce is wild because like you could like you could pick out the color of the stitching you want on seats. Yeah. If you want like double stitching or triple stitching and pick out all three. Like the patterns on the leather, that's the so type sick. Of leather, the grain on the leather, if you want perforated or not.
Mm-hmm.
Like, dude, that is fucking crazy. But you pretty much bought like, I mean, let me put it in your terms. Like $100,000 Bitcoin.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Bro, you know what I want?
$100,000 worth of Bitcoin?
Yeah, that too. I'm actually looking it up to see if it's even a thing. But I feel like shark leather would be really soft. I'd love a shark leather interior in my car.
I feel like I could fucking sand shit with that.
You think so?
Yeah,
I think it'd be super fucking smooth.
Dude, sharks look like they're like sandpaper.
Shark skin leather. Genuine shark. Damn, it's like small ass pieces, man. They don't got like big ass sheets of shark. Well, I guess you'd have to get like a big ass shark.
You'd have to get a big ass shark.
Okay, whistle too.
What the fuck was that?
R.I.P. the listeners' ears.
Yeah, I'm sorry about that. Damn. That
Huckleberry Finn ass motherfucker, bro.
Tootin' Gavin. Gosh darn it! It happened again, Betty.
Bro, who was that? Wasn't that like a cartoon that used to like every time they would talk with an S, they would fucking whistle, dude? Who was that? Who the fuck was right. that? Why do I feel like Charlie knows this?
For real,
Charlie knows this. I know he does.
Was it the chicken, the rooster guy?
Let's see. Oh, it was a gopher from Winnie the Pooh. It was the gopher from Winnie the Pooh.
Go That's for Winnie the Pooh? Oh, I didn't watch Winnie the Pooh.
Oh, Brad. If you... Okay, I'm sorry. That was really loud. I don't think that was loud for the listeners, but that was loud for
that
us.
That was loud for us, yeah. I kind of got freaked out on that. We better die.
I just start fucking jamming out to Winnie the Pooh while we're recording.
Dude, that was straight up my loudest whistle I've ever done in my life.
Dude, that was impressive, Gio.
Dude, I didn't know how I did that.
Well, now you know.
Now I know I could do it randomly, I guess.
You know what it was? You said shark tooth. So say shark tooth.
Shark tooth.
Oh.
Shark tooth.
You got to say it with the same umph, bro.
Shark tooth!
Damn, bro, well, now you just gurgling out your fucking throat, esophagus ass, bro. What? Your sphincter, bro.
Esophagus sphincter.
Your fucking sphincter, bro. I heard your sphincter in action, dog. What? Straight sphincter activities, man.
Bro, I gotta fucking work that thing out. Bro, that's why I look the way I look, man, because I work with my body out from the inside out, dog.
Ooh. Ooh.
If only you could touch this throat sphincter, bro, you would know.
I can't reach it. I've tried.
I knew it was coming.
You set coming. Yourself up for that, bro. What you want me to do? I'm not going. You can't alley-oop me and expect me not to fucking alley-oop, bro.
I just wasn't expecting you to say it as calm and cool as you said it, dude.
Why, man? If I blushed, it would have been weird.
Yeah, true.
You kind of blushing right now, though, Jim.
Because you... I'm in a good mood. You looking mighty cute. These fucking mango beers are fucking hitting the spot, bro.
Yeah, bro, those
it's
are
about
fire.
That time of night. I'm about to get jiggy with it. Hello.
Yes. Holy shit, it's late. Just notice how late it was.
Yeah.
Bro, did you see the picture that I sent you? The one where we...
Oh, yeah.
What was it?
Two daddies, one captain.
It was fucking Pirate Bukkake, bro. That's fucking Pirate Bukkake, bro.
Two guys, one pirate.
Yeah, we're sending that to the group chat. So if you guys want to see our Pirate Bukkake picture.
Yeah, yeah.
It doesn't sound good, but it's not great. That bad. It's not great. That bad.
No, it's probably one of the most PG-rated photos we've ever taken together.
Yeah, it's PG. I mean, we are doing, like, the twerk butt pose, but we're than that, the
Nicki Minaj post.
Nicki Minaj?
Nicki Minaj.
Let's go to the beach. Eat. Come on, bro. The Nicki Minaj. You can't fuck with the Nicki Minaj, bro.
Oh, what the fuck?
Bro, who would
Ariana Grande?
Oh no, we already talked about this yesterday, didn't we?
What?
Who would win in a fight, Oprah or Phyllis from The Office?
Yeah. I said Oprah.
Yeah, I think so too.
Yeah.
I think it'd be Oprah.
Oprah?
Yeah.
I say so.
Bro, she got some big old arms, bro.
Did you see her back then? Like mid-2000s, bro? She was thick.
I haven't seen her recently.
She probably fucked somebody up. Now she looks like she'd read me a book till I fall asleep, to be honest.
Yeah. But I don't think you can.
But like,
I still think she'd fuck some shit up if she needed to.
You think so?
I don't know, man. She's really rich, so maybe not.
All right, strip the richness from her. It's her and Phyllis at a Walmart. Ooh. It's the last fucking SpongeBob movie DVD that's in the fucking $3 bin.
Oh, shit.
And they both reach for it right then and there.
Uh-huh.
And when they both reach for it, they both grab it at the same time. They pull it up and they just look at each other.
They have a moment.
They have a moment on who's throwing the first punch.
Who's throwing the first punch?
Yeah.
Phyllis.
I was going to say, I see Phyllis. But then I can see Oprah just counter-jabbing.
Ooh.
And then coming in with the right hook. But damn. But then I can see Phyllis after that.
Calling like, Bob Vance.
No.
Vance Refrigeration.
I think I could see her picking Oprah up, slamming her into like the kiosk that has all the gift cards on it.
Mm.
And then just like smacking her around a bit. But like Oprah, she a bad bitch, so she probably gonna pick her up. Like, do the whole, like, fucking Undertaker slam on her.
Mm-hmm.
Like, grab her by the throat.
Mm-hmm.
Fucking slam her.
Mm-hmm.
And then I think she'd be dead by then. So, yeah. Oprah.
Okay. I can see that. That's a possibility. Next question.
Yeah.
How much money would it take? Now, this is... We are not sponsored by this company. I'm just throwing this out as a random example.
Okay.
A corporate sponsorship, say. How much money would be the minimum that you would have to get paid to get a 6-inch by 6-inch tattoo of the AT&T logo somewhere on your body? Anywhere you want on your body.
I mean, have you seen AT&T Lily?
Would it be?
Have you seen AT&T Lily?
Yes, I have. Yeah.
Yes. That's my answer. Yes.
Are you sure it's not feet? Are you talking about the progressive chick?
No, is it?
Is it the same one?
I think it's Lily for the AT&T chick.
I'm not going to look this up, bro. My girl will kill me if she sees it.
Man, look it up, bro.
I Googled the female's name. I'll wake up to no girlfriend.
Tell her I looked it up.
AT&T Lily?
Yeah, right? That's her, right?
Wow, she won't show her full body in commercials. I don't like her already.
She's banging, bro.
Yeah, she's cute.
Uh-huh. You're just saying that because your girl. Actually, your girl don't be listening, bro.
Yeah.
Unsupportive as fuck.
Wow. Bro, wait till she hears this, bro.
She was asking us a question the other day. She asked us a question yesterday in the car that it was like, bro, we just talked about this last week's episode. Hello.
Yeah, she started paying attention after she heard our conversation with Siri.
Yeah. Yeah, but yeah, AT&T Lily, yeah, tatted, yes.
Answer no. Yes. The AT&T logo, the circle or whatever the fuck it is.
If Lily could tat me, I'd do it for $50.
Shut up the fuck up. You would do it for $50?
If Lily tatted me,
nah,
yeah.
Nah, you lying. Yeah. Really? Bro, that's $50, bro.
Nah, I probably wouldn't do $50. Six inch by 6 inch?
Bro, that's big, dude.
That is pretty fucking big.
It's large. You can pick anywhere. And I was thinking about this, and I was like, you know, I'd probably do it for like.
You get to pick the spot you want it at?
I think minimum would be like. Oh, shit. That'd be so. Dude, that's forever, bro. That's a big ass fucking tat. And I don't think I would do my butt cheek, dude.
Why not?
Because I'm saving my other butt cheek for another important tattoo.
What that ass is out of this world, bro. It's a fucking glow.
You're so right, Gio.
It'll work out for you. If I got it done on my ass, it'd make no sense. I got no fucking ass.
But it would still make sense because black holes and negative space.
Yes. So. You're right. Yes. So I'd do it for $50.
Oh, shit, man.
You know what?
Dude, I was thinking like maybe like 80 to 100,000.
$50, an Oxy, and like a fifth Jack.
Yeah.
Let's fucking go.
Damn. All right. Well, shit. I know what we're doing next weekend.
Call AT&T Lily, bro. Let's get at it. Let's go.
Where would you get it?
Nah, I wouldn't do it for that little. I would, yeah. I think I would probably
do like inner thigh.
Yeah, I was thinking like somewhere in the thigh.
Like right next to like up inside next to my nutsack.
Dude, that seems like such a painful
tattoo. I don't give a shit. I don't want anybody to see that AT&T logo tattoo. That seems like such a painful
tattoo, dude.
How would you explain that to anybody?
I just made $80,000 by getting this 6-inch by 6-inch
tattoo. I got it because I like to, you know, I go to different countries and I use roaming a lot. So, you know, I'm just a roamer myself. That's why I got the AT&T tattoo.
You know what? Like, realistically thinking, I think I'd do it for like $20,000.
Dude, yeah.
Like 15 to 20 grand. And then if they throw in, like, we'll give you a new phone every year. Like, we'll upgrade you for free. You won't have to ever pay a cell phone bill in your life. I'd be like, all right, bet.
Yeah, I think mine would be 60 to 80. I think 60,000 would be like the minimum that I would take.
Because guess what? I'd get it done for like 15, 20 grand or whatever.
Oh, yeah, you could get it.
And then I'd just go to Brian and be like, Brian, let's cover this little bitch up. Let's throw some cool shit on top of it. Let's go.
Let's make a Godzilla fucking breathing fire off this shit.
Let's just make it look like an actual globe and then Godzilla's on top of it just like humping it to death. You know, like that'd be sick. Like the way he would have fucked up King Kong. Hello.
Yeah. No spoilers.
Nah, fuck that, bro. I'm mad.
Only spoilers we fuck with are aerodynamics.
Yeah, that's true. You over there playing with your little chrome balls?
Yeah.
Keep it down over there. But if y'all haven't seen Godzilla vs. King Kong, no, we're not getting paid. It's not a paid promotion. But if they would like to pay us, that'd be great. But you're going to be mad as fuck.
I wasn't mad because I saw who won. So, yeah. I mean.
I saw who won too, but I wanted to see like.
I wanted the winner. Exactly. I wanted the movie to be like, yo, this person fucking won.
Yeah.
And they did. But they did it in the most bitch way possible.
Yeah, exactly.
Which kind of sucks. But also. It leaves it open for another movie, so I guess there's just we're gonna forever.
Like, here we go. It's like, gonna forever. We're gonna turn into like a Transformers movie where there's like 27,000 of them, and also, they all have Bumblebee in it, and it's like fucking die already, bro. You ain't shit, dude. You're a Camaro.
That movie had like an additional character that I didn't even know was gonna be in there.
Which one?
The Godzilla one.
Oh,
she was gnarly, right?
Yeah, the
don't get don't give it away.
The other one, right?
Yeah, bro. Yeah dude,
that's an OG one though.
Yeah, I had no idea.
You didn't know that?
I'm telling you, dude. I don't know the whole backstory. So they were talking about like Godzilla in space and like defending fucking planets, and I was like, bro, what do you guys? I thought Godzilla was in the ocean, and she just like came up and like killed everybody in New York City and dipped out.
Bro, when Godzilla got to do Godzilla shit, dude, it does Godzilla shit, dog.
That's crazy.
There's a reason why God, it's in his name, bro.
That's true. That's very true. All hail the Lizard King.
Right. Dude, there's a fucking band called that.
Really?
Bro. What is it? Glizzard the Wizard?
The Glizzard. No. Shut up.
The Glizzard Wizard? No. King Glizzard the Lizard Wizard. It's a fucking jam band, bro.
That's cool.
Yeah,
it's we should make our own band. We should make a band. We should make a Scrantonicity cover band.
Scrantonicity?
Yeah. You know Kevin Malone from The Office? Uh-huh. His cover band? It's a police cover band? We could be the cover band for his cover band.
Oh. Yeah, but we don't know how to play instruments.
We can pretend.
Pretend?
Roxanne! That's all you gotta do the whole time, just say Roxanne!
All right, well, let's end this before we come up with more shitty ideas.
Yeah,
wait, we came up with some good ideas this past weekend, too, but we never...
Did we?
Yeah, but here we go again, never writing shit down.
Oh, shit.
Fuck.
Yeah, I didn't write anything down, all right, so I have start no with idea this what you're talking
one, about. The Scrantonicity cover band, write that one down, because that could probably come in handy at one point. But what the fuck were we talking about?
I don't remember.
We had, like, two good ideas yesterday that were, like... fucking good. And even our ladies told us we should write these things down. We're like, no, we're good, we remember this shit.
Yeah, we don't remember this shit, so we gotta start writing things off. Oh, you know what I did? On my phone, I got the, so I used to have on my phone, like on the bottom, I got like my text messages, and I have my web browser and my phone icons, and now I got my text messages, my reminders in my phone. So I'm going to start using this reminders app way fucking more, because you can use Siri to like be like, yo, Siri, remind me of this one shit. I'm not going to do it now because it's going to backfire. I don't trust Siri anymore, bro.
Do it again.
She gave me trust issues,
do
bro.
It again.
Nah, bro.
Do it more time.
Nah, I don't think.
How much do you love your fans, bro?
I think it got changed since then.
How much do you love your flans, bro?
I love my flans. That's why I bought the website onlyflans.com.
I really hope you did.
No, I tried. I was just gonna put pictures of a bunch of flans, dude. It would have been hilarious.
Damn, I would have definitely bookmarked that fucking website. I love.
Oh, you know what I want to do though?
Huh?
Because you know how I was talking about that website, CoinMarketCap.
Oh yeah.
So the O and the I are right next to each other, and one time I accidentally typed Coon Market Cap. So I want to buy that website and just so I can list how many coons there are
per area.
Like per state or whatever.
Oh.
Just tracking coons, dude. That's fucking badass.
That'd be wild. That'd be one fucking hell of a job, just hunting down raccoons, bag them and tag them, boys. Let's go. Bro.
Making hats for days.
Yee.
All right, let's go make some raccoon hats.
Let's go.
We love you guys. Thank you guys for listening to our bullshit. We would listen to your bullshit, but you're not in the group chat, so maybe join the group chat and we'll listen to your bullshit.
Ciao.
Yeah.
Ciao.
So have a good day. Good night. Good evening.
Yeah, good morning.
Perfektionsschlag?
What?
Yeah. That means when everything comes together perfectly, according to Dwight Schrute. I'm sorry, dude. I've been watching so much Office, man.
You sound like you're in love, bro. You must be gay as fuck.
I am in love with The Office, bro. Always have been. like the Hulk, dude.
Like the Hulk?
How do you control your anger? I'm always angry. How do you not act so high?
I'm always high.
That's the trick, son.
That's me. Why are you not? Why are you so cool when you're drunk? Because I'm always drunk.
Joe, you seem completely sober. That's my trick. I'm never sober.
You should have seen me smack that fifth before I walked through the door, boy.
You can unnaturally shotgun Trulies. That's pretty awesome.
Yeah, dude. Practice. Self-hatred. That's the trick right there.
Beautiful. And a good, healthy amount of depression. We love you guys. Have a good day once again.
Yeah, good morning.
Be
safe. Once again.
Tell someone you love them. Do something nice for somebody.
Oh, buy the person behind you a cup of coffee. It might be me.
Yeah, do that.
Yeah, that'd be nice this morning.
Do that. And if not, you're an asshole. We love you.
Peace. Later.